Welcome to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez. A trip of music discovery, Jamie is picking people he thinks you'll really like. Musicians, artists, producers, and everyone involved in the world of music. Here's your host, Jamie Rodriguez.
You're the one that I want. You are the one I want. Ooh, 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 honey. Hey, everybody. I'm your host of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. This and every episode, Jamie Rodriguez. And boy, do I have quite the show for you guys. But before we get started, some personal sad news. This past weekend, we lost my dear Yorkie Gosling. Some of you may have seen him on some of our social media feeds throughout the years, photos. I think even on a few episodes, he kind of made an appearance there back in the day. Gosling the Yorkie. Friday, had to put him to sleep. Rough few days, not going to lie to you, my dear audience. So this episode and really so much more going forward goes out to this beautiful furball, Gosling the Yorkie, that gave us so much love. But now, changing to this episode, guys. Great, great guest. Her name is Imogen Clark. Nominated indie artist from Western Sydney, Australia. She's spending some time here in Nashville. She knows a lot of people here. She's co-writing. She's producing her new album. And she is awesome. She just released her brand new single, which has been charting all over the place. It's called Compensating. She's fantastic. Great fashion sense. Her music is super addictive. And you guys are going to love her. So we welcome Imogen on the show. We are going to get into what makes a hit song a hit song. We are going to get to into how Perpandemic was, especially coming from Sydney and Australia. That pandemic was a little longer than most, so how it affected her and how she's back on the artistic wagon and ready to roll. So welcome, Imogen. Welcome to all the new listeners that I know we've had in the past month or so. So glad to have you. Please give us a review. Click subscribe. It helps us a lot. This is Imogen Clark on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast.
There she is.
Hi.
In all your fashion glory.
Oh.
Because, by the way, Imogen, not only are you an incredible like musician, but like you're like a fashion icon. You know this, right?
Oh my gosh, that's the nicest compliment anyone has ever given me. That's all I've ever wanted for my life. So thank you.
I mean, totally true. By the way, Imogen Clark, where are you coming to us from?
So I'm actually in Nashville right now. So very excited, doing a heap of songwriting sessions, and it's very, very fun. So heading to LA next week, which is great.
Love it. Love it. Actually, welcome to town.
Thank you so much.
We're in the Gulch, you know, where all the tourists take the photo with the winks, you know.
I love the Gulch. Beautiful part of town.
Yeah, well, you're probably where in East Nashville, where all the cool kids are, right?
Actually, at the moment, I'm staying in Wedgwood, Houston, which is a lovely area too, which is nice and close to everything. And but I also love the East. Honestly, everything has changed so much since the last time I came here before COVID.
Right, right. Because you came like early 2020, right? Like February?
Yes, I just missed being here during COVID. It was pretty crazy. I got on a plane and got home, and within about 2 or 3 weeks of getting back to Australia, COVID hit. So it was pretty intense time.
Sure.
But I wish I'd, obviously I haven't been back in that whole space of time. So it's changed. Nashville has changed immeasurably since the last time I was here, with all these new buildings and businesses.
Right, right. What else have you seen? I know you've been busy. I've seen you've been around town doing all sorts of stuff. Like, are you having a good time? Are you being creative? Have you seen all your friends?
Absolutely. I'm trying to cram about 6 months worth of stuff into only a couple of weeks.
Right.
So it's been intense. I've had catching up with all these people I haven't seen in years. But then also every day writing sessions. I feel like so happy with the songs that are coming out at the moment. I feel like I'm writing, some of the best stuff I've ever written, and I'm so proud of it. And it's just really going wonderfully. I'm having the best time.
I love it. Well, next time you come, Imogen, we'll have to plan a show, and we'll do something special, and we'd love to meet in person your next trip to Music City.
I would love to meet in person as well, and that would be wonderful. And hopefully next year there will be some shows. So that would be wonderful.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing, Imogen. But, you know, I have to tell you, there's something I wanted to ask you because, Imogen, like, I'm not a musician. I don't know how to articulate this question. Maybe you can help me articulate it a little bit better. But there's certain moments in some of your songs. I mean, there's some songs, like if you hear Free Fallin' by Tom Petty or something like that, you know, that, you know, you just get chills. Like, I just get chills. And that happens, like, when I hear, like, Late Night Girl or Nonchalant. Oh. Like, it just, like, you know, like, I'll listen to it, and there's certain notes that you hit, Imogen, and it just literally runs up my spine.
Aww.
And I think in writing hit songs, there has to be a certain trick, right? Like, with paintings, like, certain tricks to bring people into a painting, right? Like when you say, I can be your night girl just hanging around. Like, I don't know how to articulate the question, but there is something, right?
I know exactly what you're saying, and thank you so much for it. I'm glad that feeling comes over you, because my goal with songwriting is always to try and make people feel the way that I feel when I listen to music I love. So that's a wonderful compliment. And it's funny because I actually don't know if there's a formula to it, because I certainly don't know it if there is. I feel like the only way to make those moments happen is to be as honest with yourself when you're writing as possible, and to just kind of let it flow out in the most natural way. Like Joni Mitchell, who is my favorite songwriter of all time, she had this great quote that said the closer you get to your heart is the closer you get to everyone else's. So I always live by that when I'm writing, that idea that if I am really honest with myself and I just let it flow out as naturally as possible, people will have that response because they can sense the sincerity. So maybe there's something in that, but honestly, I think that's the beauty of songwriting, is that we're all still figuring it out. A lot of us have no idea, like, why is it always so different? Why is it so magical? Who knows?
Who knows? So it's, in other words, an artist cannot sit down and say, you know, I'm going to play A major chord or D minor chord and people are going to turn around and love it. It has to come from the soul, basically.
I think so. That's how I would see it. Yeah.
I love it. I love it, Imogen. Let me go out into your background a little bit. I know you're sick and talking about it, but for my audience here, you know, I mean, your dad, like, what a guy. He's the one that really, you know, he was a little bit of a musician. He's the one that, like, encouraged you to, like, listen to music and all that stuff. But tell us a little bit about, like, these memories, like, when you're, you know, little Imogen around Western Sydney, and he puts, you know, the headphones in you, and you just get addicted to sound, and you, like, your soul changes forever, you know?
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. He absolutely was the only, you know, the main reason that I found music. And I think even if I had found music at a later time in life, if he wasn't musical, it would have taken me so much longer to realize that it was my biggest love, you know. So I'm always thankful to him for that. I grew up in Western Sydney, as you said, and I thought it was so normal to have a dad that played bass and wrote songs and sung, and, you know, he would write musicals for his high school kids because he's also a high school teacher. And it was just, I thought that was as normal as anything. To me, that was as normal as having a dad that was a lawyer or an accountant. You know, sure, that was just what my family did. And a lot of my other, you know, cousins and uncles and aunties are musical. So it was such
your
an
world.
Important part. Yeah, it was all around me. And my dad was, to his absolute credit, was a legend as far as would just let me pick up any instrument, even if it was expensive, and I was a kid, and he would just let me pick it up and play it. And so I have him to thank for so much of my you know, of this being my life now, and all of the early stuff I learnt, you know. And he would help me set up my PA system at my cover gigs when I was 12, 13, 14 years old, and he'd drive me to the gig because I couldn't drive yet, and he would help me set up everything and teach me how the sound worked and everything. So I owe so much to him.
Amazing. Well, we're so glad you came out the way you did, because, you know, something like your new single Compensating It's just, you know, the fruits of 20 plus years of you being on this earth. But
Thank you. That's so sweet.
It's a fantastic single, Imogen. But you know, and you're also a great performer, like a road warrior, and you do it with style. And speaking of road warriors, and I respect my musician friends here in Nashville so much, you know, like the weekend warriors and the ones that come home, you know, Monday through Wednesday and then do the thing on the weekend. But you, my dear, did 100 shows in 100 days. Like, sweet mother of Tim Tams, what just happened here? Like, wow, Imogen. I mean, doing anything for 100 state days, anything at all, requires honestly all sorts of, like, tell us a little bit about this and the motivation, and also, like, the days that you didn't want to do it. Like, you know, the
you're absolutely right. It was, we had a lot of people going, are you sure you want to do this? This is a bit crazy. And I'm so glad we did it. And I honestly slept for about 2 weeks at the end of it. But the motivation behind it was honestly, you know, coming from Australia, where we had basically 2 years of on and off lockdown during COVID, where we literally couldn't leave our houses except for essential supplies. And and so we were really deprived of the beautiful feeling of music and live music. And I missed going to live music shows, but I also missed playing shows like the most I'd ever missed anything. I was just aching for it. It's such an important part of my life. And not only is it my job, it's my biggest love. So I felt like I had not only lost my employment, but I had lost a sense of who I was. So when we could tour again, we just went, oh, let's make up for all of the shows we missed. Right. We couldn't do, because I'm used to doing like so many shows a year. And over the 2 years, over 2020 and 2021, I think I played about 15 shows total. And that was just crazy for me. Such a small amount. So we went, let's do them all at once, and let's do heaps of them and jam them all into 100 days. And so a lot of them were, you know, they were pop-up shows in Sydney, you know, little jam nights, guest appearances with other people, support shows, headline shows. So it was a mixture of so much stuff, and it was exhausting in the best possible way. It was really wonderful.
Sure. I mean, absolutely. They took away your purpose. I get it. You know, and I always thought of my Aussie friends, you know, like, especially like 2021, when some parts of the world were open, but you guys kind of like still were not. That must have been a little bit hard, right? Like, when you saw all the Nashville stuff going on, and you're still in, like, you know, those 3 months at the end, like, was that a little like annoying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was, so our biggest and most difficult for me lockdown was the second half of 2021, which was pretty much the whole second half of the year was in lockdown. And I remember looking on social media and seeing all these shows happening in Nashville and thinking, oh, I just wish I could board a plane right now and head over there. And it was actually, you know, you needed special exemptions and stuff to do stuff like that. Right, so I couldn't, right. But I wished I could. And I was just missing it so, so much. And it was a really hard time. And look, you know, obviously, it's been hard for everybody. And I was someone that was very lucky in the scheme of everybody and who was most hit by this pandemic. But gosh, it's just good to be back. It's just so good to be back.
Totally. Imogen, and what have you found coming back with, like, talking to your colleagues? And what I mean is, you know, it's touring now in 2022. It has like some unique challenges. Even though everyone is happy to be out there, it is more expensive to be on the road. You know, it's harder to get a crew. It's harder to get a bus. Like, people outside the industry don't know this. Like, sometimes you just don't get a driver. You know, there's like little things that are like a little bit that make it a little bit more challenging now than maybe that it's been in a minute. Have you found, you know, a difference when you talk to your colleagues here?
Absolutely. And I think it's actually it's true here, and it's also true in Australia. So we've had some, you know, some interesting chats with people. I just feel like it's understandable, because people, you know, just the general public have tightened the purse strings a bit because the last few years have been hard. And, you know, you completely understand that. But it's been hard to sell tickets in Australia, from everything I've spoken to all my sort of fellow musicians down there. And, you know, everyone's a bit struggling to sell tickets and having, as you said, it's expensive to tour. So all those things, you know, we're certainly not out of the woods of this pandemic, right, and the knock-on effects of this pandemic. And I also think there are still some people who are very, you know, understandably still afraid to go out into crowds. And so I think, you know, it's we're going to be feeling the knock-on effects of this pandemic for a while, for a minute, yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. And that's a really sad thing, but it's a struggle, like getting back out there and touring. Obviously there are challenges involved with that at the minute. Sure. But it's, I think, you know, the feelings in the rooms, the way that the atmosphere, people are just so happy to be back, you know, in the presence of live music. And so I think that makes it all worth it for me.
Absolutely, Imogen. And you know, like, you've been so good with your time, and we could spend the rest of the chats talking about, you know, your holiday shows that you've done, you know, the Hootenanny show in Melbourne, and maybe bringing it back, and or your nominations, but let's finish the way we started, Imogen, because I all kidding aside, you've been recognized as well for your style, so I'm just gonna take it there. I'm sorry, I just gotta take it there.
No, like, that's lovely.
Where did this come from? Because and you can see the aesthetic, by the way, in your cover art, in your LPs, you know, everywhere. It's like a beautiful thing. And by the way, I talk about this with, you know, with some friends. Some friends have these amazing songs and they don't get the visuals right. And that gets me on fire. But you, my friend, you do. So where does this fashion style came from, Imogen? Is it like Sydney? Do you have influences? Like, because you've always been like a fashionista.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you so much. Look, I've always felt, you know, very strongly about trying new things in fashion. And I feel like, you know, it's always, I get inspired by things I see online, you know, people that not so much, you know, what, it's not always about sort of for me, what is in the stores at the minute. I kind of like to just see people on the street or people I follow, you know, artists that I respect and maybe what they're wearing, and it gives me ideas. It's kind of like, it's almost like another expression of, you know, my creativity, because I love to write songs, but then I'm also, it's kind of another fun way of expressing my creativity to see something that someone else is wearing and not copy it, but kind of take elements of it and form it into my own style. And so honestly, I've just been really enjoying having my fashion style for the first time feel like it really reflects what's inside of me, because, you know, for a long time, I think I felt like, well, young women have to be nice and pleasant and meek and maybe not too loud. And I feel like I'm just embracing the loud kind of, you know, sassy attitude filled part of me in my music. So I have to express that in my style as well. So like lots of PVC and pleather and like loud colors and, you know, it all links up with the songs, and that's, you know, that's, it's just another way to express creativity.
Amazing. Imogen, well, look, you've said it all. You have a busy day ahead. All I can say is, okay, Compensating, new single, everyone check it out. But most importantly, Nashville is your home. Like I can just feel the vibe. This is your home. Like, I'm sure everybody tells you every day, this is your house. Like, trust me, I've been here like 3 years now. I know the people that belong. We need your energy here, Imogen. So this is your home. So welcome home.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't wait to move here. It's definitely on the card. So thank you for having me. You've been absolutely lovely to chat to.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend, Imogen.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
You've been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez.